So we are heading into another international break. Actually, the penultimate one before the Euros in the summer. So very much in the spirit of how all fixtures seem to be happening this season. England have got a doubleheader against Belgium, home and away. And I reckon this is probably going to be when we start to see Serena's final thoughts, or at least, you know,
should be
the blueprints of the final thoughts. Before we start talking about the matches in general, what did you think of the squad?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Obviously, the addition of Maisie Simmons.
It's interesting she's putting someone completely new in so close to the Euros.
And no one really anticipated that either. I don't know about Brighton fans who have been watching her regularly. Did you expect it? Because I don't think anyone else did.
None of us. I mean, I loved how cute the all like the videos that Brighton were putting out. And, like,
oh my God.
The photo of Frank Kirby's, Nikki Tipparis's, and Maisie Simmons' water bottles. I was like, oh, this is so cute. But it was very much like, okay, this
I guess also saying something about Brighton and their movements this season, that they've got Kirby, Paris and Maisie Simmons all called up to the squad.
Yeah,
it's nice to see Fran Kirby back after she was injured. It's kind of amazing that she's still going strong and being called up for England. Nikita Paris back again. Even with Kirby being in the squad, so that's nice to see.
That's a good point, actually, because that's what we said last time, wasn't it? That would she have been in the squad if Kirby was available? But now they both are.
And I think it's probably a lot to do with how they've been playing together as well, like really showing off each other at their best. Like, they play really well together. So
I guess when you have such a short window, it is good to be able to rely on those, like, club link-ups, isn't
exactly.
it?
Like,
club connections.
Yeah, like now, Chloe Kelly with Russo and Mead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does look like it's going to be a very dangerous... front line. It's quite funny though, because we've been calling out for Serena to try new people and then just decides, hey, we've only got 3 months left. Someone new in. If she'd done, I wish she'd kind of done like whole hog and called up. Like, I think there are people, maybe like Blanchard from Palace, like there are people you could have given a bit of a look into. But yeah, I don't really understand. That feels like the one area of the England team that doesn't need tinkering or tweaking with is defence. So I don't really understand why we've called up quite so many defenders. I can only assume we're returning to the era of Millie Bright's golden boots and playing her up front. Why is there so many defenders?
Kiara Keating's also back in the squad since she was kind of mildly, gently demoted to the under-23s for a while. So that's good. She's obviously put in some really good performances for City.
And maybe that time out of the spotlight of the Lionesses, full glare, did her a little bit of good as well. Just having some time to just like get back in touch with her goalkeeping and not have to think about competing with, you know, Hannah Hampton and Mary Earps.
Yeah, exactly.
I think with four keepers called up to this squad, maybe it's kind of a like who's going to be, as well as the who's going to be number one,
Anna Morehouse,
discussion
surely.
Is also who's going to be number three. So between Kiara Keating and Anna Morehouse, which one will be interesting to see how that plays out.
What are you hoping for when it comes to these two Belgian matches? Do you want to go out like with what the full strength starting lineup will be, or
if she's committed to calling up people like Maisie Simmons, then I think let's try them.
Yeah,
let's not just call them up and then play the same 11. I think that would be really pointless.
I really want Aggie Beaver-Jones to get like a proper like 90 minutes under her belt.
Has she had 90 minutes? I don't think she has.
No, I don't think she ever has. No, not for England.
I think that's crazy. I really think that's crazy.
She's been so good for Chelsea this season. Give her a proper run out against, you know, not to insult Belgium, but against a team that's maybe not throwing her in at the deep end immediately. Yeah. But like, let her have a proper crack at it, because you need to know what she's going to be like come summer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's not beating Macedonia 20-0, but it's not playing France or Netherlands.
Yeah.
So it is the perfect game, really, to be trying a different combination and some of these really promising players. And also, I don't think Aggie Beaver-Jones should really even be in that bracket of
promising young players.
She's proved herself.
Yeah.
She's an amazing forward. Yeah. She was brilliant last season. She's been unstoppable this season. I sort of don't really understand
what she's got to do to break through. And then Wales have got a bit of a Scandi trip with Denmark and Sweden.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
But
although,
they looked good against Sweden last time.
They did.
So I kind of, and all of the tinkering that's been going on, I do love looking at the Wales line. I was like looking back through the last Wales lineups, the last few games, and just spotting like how much Kerry Holland moves around that team. She's forward, she's left mid, she's right back for some reason. Like, I love the tinkering, but I also, Rian Wilkinson also put out a really impassioned plea of like, these are the last home games you can see the Wales team before the Euros, because their next ones are both, maybe they're away. sorry, I thought it was really cool for her to like call out, like, you know, and specifically name like players like Jess Fishlock. You won't be able to see Jess Fishlock play in a Welsh shirt forever. So come and take that opportunity while you still can.
Yeah.
And I'm loving the journey Worlds are going on. And
I agree, actually. Like, it will be nice to see how they're going to build on the last international break, mm-hmm. because Rhianne Wilkinson is new.
Yeah.
So seeing how she's going to build, it seemed really promising how she was kind of getting to know her players and working with the players. So actually, you're right. Like, they last time out of Sweden, I don't know how much Sweden is progressing in that time. So maybe actually it will feel even more equal, or Wales will feel even stronger. I hope so.
I really hope so. And Scotland as well have got they've got a doubleheader. So they've got two games against Germany. It's difficult for Scotland, isn't it? Because they're not working towards the tournament in the summer. So I guess what they're working on is a bit more long term. But to be able to have two games in quick succession against the same opponent, it's probably better in that respect then, because you can see how you can move from one game to the other.
And Scotland do actually have some really good players. It's kind of a bit like, okay, not quite, but it's kind of a bit like a Norway thing of how they have some great players, but it's never quite come together for them as a nation.
Yeah.
But maybe because they don't have the stress and pressure of the Euros, they can take that off themselves, and maybe that will kind of... You know, playing a team like Germany, that is a really good matchup.
Yeah.
But one that they shouldn't be getting totally thrashed in if you look at their squad. You know, they've got like Caroline Weir and Erin Cuthbert and Kirsty Hansen.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like they're devoid of amazing players. Mm. It's just they haven't historically or recently internationally been that strong.
Northern Ireland have got a doubleheader against Romania. Again, I guess that's quite good to be able to test where they're going. Outside of the Nations League, though, the other one that I'm really excited about is a doubleheader of friendlies between the USA and Brazil. That'll
Ooh,
be good.
That'll
Rerun
be really
of the
good.
Olympics. Yeah, just to see what Emma Hayes is cooking against Brazil.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like Brazil are kind of building a bit more of a stable team as well. Like, after their success in the Olympics, they seem to be heading in a good direction.
Yeah.
Guys, what's Chelsea and West Ham drew.
Seriously?
2-2.
Yeah. Oh my God. Look at that face.
Oh my God. that's crazy.
That's mad. Who's got second?
Martinez.
Oh,
again.
Shit.
So wait, what does the league look like? Hang on.
So also actually for you, Chelsea, to like draw one and lose two if you win all of your games, basically. Okay.
So it's still achievable, yeah?
It's still possible if Chelsea lose two more games.
Imagine that. Imagine if Liverpool beat Chelsea on the last day of the season, that means you win the league.
Oh, don't. Jesse, don't even say it. I can't imagine it. It's been so long since we won the league that I actually can't remember what it feels. It's just like normal to me that Chelsea win the league now.
Shall we check in with the WOSO community notice board, guys? Yeah. So each week we have a look at the latest big news in the world of women's football. So what have you guys got for me this week?
One thing I wanted to shout out, and probably could have done it in the international section, to be honest, was Cornelia Capox from Liverpool got her first call up, but it was so cute because they like announced it in training. And so all of the squad just sort of run over and grab her in the biggest hug while she's crying. It's so cute. She's
so
such
cute.
A baby. She's like 22, 23. I was so happy for her to get the call up. And also I thought that was really, really cute.
Yeah, that is adorable. Really, I hope she does well now for Sweden.
Yeah, not against Wales.
No.
But go batter whoever else they're playing. That'd be great. But yeah, I hope she gets a look in because I think she's a really exciting young player. So that was lovely.
It's no surprise probably to you guys that the thing I'm bringing to the notice board is Arsenal's new dating show.
No, oh, God. I knew this was going to get mentioned.
I saw a message in our inbox being like, can you guys send Honor on this? And I was like, that, no.
Why not?
Just because I'm single doesn't mean I'm going to go on
an Arsenal.
Date
an Arsenal fan.
I wouldn't stoop that low, guys.
Well, hey, listen. Yeah. I'm going to gently back out of this discussion so as not to get myself into trouble when I go home.
I actually don't know how it's going to work, but I do think it's really funny that they're doing this.
It's like, the only club that could.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the only club
and
that
even
could.
Then... I'm not sure.
I saw a funny tweet that was like, wow, this is so deeply cringe. Does it apply to the players as well? it was one from the men's side, but somebody saying it, like, I think you have to fill out like what your type is, what your age is, and they just basically fill out all of William Saliba's statistics. I just need them to release more details.
Yeah, same.
It's so funny.
Keep locked in because we will bring the details as they drop.
I feel like, do you reckon we could get like a WSL dating show off the ground? I feel like that is absolutely something that somebody...
I agree.
I don't know how that would work, but I'm in.
You've got to, like, I don't know, it's sort of like esports, but dating. Like, there's a representative for each club, and like the Guardian's blind date, and it's just like a Chelsea fan and a City fan just paired up to go and watch all four legs together.
Oh, we missed our moment.
Damn it, next season.
So my news is there's a new podcast episode out from Miriam Walker-Khan on her Real Talk podcast. She did a really cool episode with Anita Sante, her partner Beth, cool. Katrina Gori, and LGBT mummies about being how lesbian couples have babies.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
So talking about topics like, where do you find sperm donors? Can you exchange sperm if your favorite donor comes back in stock? Are there many black and brown sperm donors? And what happens when you get your eggs extracted? So yeah, really interesting kind of deep dive into this topic. And I would suggest everyone gives it a listen.
So interesting, but I am really caught on the idea of when the sperm comes back in stock.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. You have to listen and
get
find
it while
out.
It's hot, Jessie. My last one is a little announcement, but just for you to do privately. I was going to put it on the Arsenal group chat, but then I was like, it needs to be said in person, I think. So.
Yeah. I'm just excited.
I'm the one filming the dating show.
So as you both know, I've always had a soft spot for Chelsea, especially since I was filming with them last season.
Yes.
And recently I've been genuinely thinking about that, like, women's football, like, doesn't need to be as tribal as we make it. And like, because men, I know you probably disagree with me, but
are you about to come out as a Chelsea fan?
Well, I'm about to come out as a fan of both.
A Charsenal.
Oh my god.
What?
So what the fuck?
Well, I think they're so good. Honestly, I've been so stressed to tell you because it's so, obviously...
There's no judgment here. I'm just shocked.
I'm dumbfounded. Is this for real?
It's an April Fool. Oh!
It's tomorrow.
You fucker. Fire. You absolute fucker. Oh my God, you had me.
Can I just say, you two are both really accepting. You were both just like completely lost.
I was like, okay. Yeah. All right.
Are you about
okay,
to
Okay, so this is like going in the out. Podcast, right? So just, the private news is actually going in the podcast.
Just so you know, it felt like I was coming out.
I felt like you were coming out.
I genuinely felt like you were coming out. And then Honor and I were going to have to go away and like read some pamphlets about how to parent your turncoat friend.
I was just thinking of the purples. I was like, oh no, she was inspired by the purples.
You think I did it well?
Yeah, that was brilliant. On a more heartfelt note, because while this is coming out on April Fool's Day, we're recording it on Mother's Day. So a shout out to the Screamers mums.
To our mums.
Big up Screamers mums.
Our core audience who are full of lovely feedback and, you know, encouraging words. And bless my mum, her Instagram feed is just taken over by women's football content now. So, but shout out to the Screamers mums.
Yeah.
That's all we've got time for on Screamers this week, but come back next Tuesday when we'll be seeing how England have fared against Belgium and creating some fantasy 11s. But until then,
follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all the socials at @screamers_pod, or you can get in touch with us at screamerspod@gmail.com.
And follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast to be the first to know when a new episode drops. And if you can, please rate and review the pod wherever you listen to help new listeners find us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.